What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Digital assets. Now, I know little. I know a little bit, but I don't know a lot. Digital assets. And we're talking about digital assets. Are we talking about everything digital when we think about Bitcoin, everything? NFTs.
Well, currency okay. is digital.
Okay.
But right now we are seeing a proliferation of all different types of assets. So you can have your art, your videos, song, real estate. You can't really call them real estate because it's not real. But anything that is created digitally, is being touted as an asset.
How can a property be an asset? How can a property be digital?
It's not really a real estate. It's a virtual world that's being created, and you can buy parts and pieces in it.
Okay.
I say digital estate, I suppose.
better terminology.
Yes, and the nifties have been coming out quite a fair bit as well. The NFTs, they call it nifties.
Nifties.
Yep.
That's a new word. Okay.
NFT
apostrophe S.
Yes, yeah, that's okay. Nifties. And okay. and that's wow. really also one of those things that have come up quite a fair bit in terms of it's a digital piece of good. It's a digital good. And it's being sold.
So what is it though? What is it? So,
well, anything that's digital, anything that is. But see, the key to all these different type of assets is the blockchain technology.
Okay.
So you whatever that you can produce on a digital medium, you partner it with the blockchain, and there, bang, you've got something that you can sell.
So people are making money out of this.
People are transacting.
Are we talking big? Some serious.
In the news, you would have heard that a Perth school teacher bought a penthouse in the metaverse.
Oh, I've heard a little bit about this metaverse thing
for $1,000.
Okay, so this person in Perth, the Perth mum,
yes,
as some property.
Bought some
digital.
Property. Yep.
So why would you do that? Why would you spend $1,000 on that?
I will review in the last segment.
Okay.
What is all these things all about? But there has been a lot of transactions going on. You know, you can now buy, for example, a basketball digital highlight. So it's like a video clip.
Yeah.
And I think there's one video clip that has been sold for about $200,000 for a short. I think it's like 3 seconds video clip.
What?
Yeah, of someone scoring a goal.
$200,000 someone has paid for that.
Correct.
For a 3 second clip.
Correct.
Right, where's our digital producer? We need to get her in here. We're gonna produce a clip.
Yeah, we're gonna sell this podcast.
Absolutely. Or I'll come back. Here is an opportunity right here.
Well, you gotta slap on the blockchain. That's the only thing you need to do.
We're learning a lot today. It's quite difficult to get your head around, isn't it?
Elson, it is
to understand it.
And I wanna blow the lid on it and explain why is it so popular. But before I do that, let's lay the foundation of what is an investment. Now, in the textbook, investment is the purchase of the future cash flow from a productive asset.
Something you can see and touch.
Well, not naturally, but but by the definition of productive asset, it has to be something that it's somewhat physical, that you can derive a cash flow from.
Okay.
And it's very prescriptive in terms of having that very narrow definition of productive assets. So a lot of people, when I go through this in uni, a lot of students would argue and say, no, Elson, I think you're wrong, because what about gold? And what about currency? What about wine that you can buy that appreciates over time?
Yeah.
Well, those are assets, but they're not productive.
Well, hang on, but what about gold though?
Gold, you can't derive a cash flow from gold.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that's why we have a very strict and limited. Now, the textbook does put all these types of investments, and they consider them as hybrids or alternative.
Even gold. Okay.
Currency, whether it's digital or real, is not a productive asset. You can't rent it out. You can't derive a cash flow from it.
But what if you're selling though? What if you are buying and selling?
So buying and selling, making money,
yeah,
does not make that particular asset an investment.
Right. Well, you are. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening going, well, I don't know about that, Elson.
Well, I get that all the time. I don't write textbooks. Just to put that disclaimer out, this has been established in academia very long time ago.
Yeah.
Because if I can buy and sell something and make a profit out of it, and if I consider that an investment, then anything can be an investment. In fact, somebody in America, I read that they were selling her fart.
No.
Yes. She does it in this bottle and she sells it in the bottle jar.
Are you having a drink?
No, you look it up. It's there. So, and if you want to trade in that, you can make money. But you would not consider that. You would not classify that as an investment.
Righty-o. But you could make some money.
You could make money, I think. No.
So we could do podcasts. we could get creative with our art. And now you've just given me another
one.
I've got three business opportunities here just today.
but I want to tell you why digital assets is so popular.
Why is that?
No, we'll come back after
the break. We will. Sorry, I'm making notes of all these business opportunities here this morning. I particularly like the last one. We'll take a break. 98.5 Weekdays with Mike Elson is with me. We've been talking about digital assets this morning. What's the secret, Elson?
Since the dawn of time, right? People have always been making us or trying to make us part with our money.
Sure.
Nothing new. Okay, and if you think back, there's two things that they have to do. One, create something, and number two, convince us that we need it.
A bit like the lady that's got the jar.
I don't know how she can convince me, but if you think back of the fidget spinner, right? This was quite a couple of years ago.
Oh yes,
fidget spinner.
Are they still a thing or not?
No. But back then, my kids were utterly convinced that they cannot concentrate in class unless they've got that fidget spinner. So now manufacturers of those particular gadgets it costs money to produce them. Now it's called the poppet.
The what?
The poppet. So it's this little silicon piece of material where you can press and fidget with. Now back then it was the fidget spinner. I mean, there are some metal parts that cost some money to produce. Right now it is cheaper to produce because it's just a piece of silicon.
Is this out now?
Yeah.
Is this new?
Well, it's been around for quite a while, but a lot of kids are still having that.
Okay.
So
it's a bit like the bubble wrap, right?
Correct. It's something like the bubble wrap. But can you see that from the fidget spinner down to the poppet, which is a piece of silicon, the cost of production has gone down, yes?
Of course.
Now, the same marketing would go around, oh, you need it because it's going to help you, it's going to bring you joy, whatever it is.
Help you concentrate.
Yes. So right now, the digital assets has gone even one step higher. It costs them virtually nothing to produce because that 3 seconds clip that they chop out of their game or basketball game is really, it costs nothing. So what is the reason or how are they convincing you that you need that video clip? Here's the secret.
Okay.
Now, I don't have to tell you you need the alabaster jar anymore because all I tell you now is you need to buy that particular asset because if not, you will miss out.
So
the only thing that they're selling is the fear of missing out.
So it's all about FOMO.
Yes.
Right.
You got to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
So this is what they're selling now. They are trading on the currency of fear. You don't get in now, these things is going to go sky high and you're going to miss out. That's why it is so easy to sell things. That's why it's so easy to create this whole fad about it. If I can have a lot of people believing that this particular asset, so-called asset, is it going to go up in value, then really everyone will be compelled or forced to consider because they don't want to miss out.
FOMO. It's amazing, Elson.
When everyone asks me whether these digital assets are investments, first of all, I would say, A, is it a productive asset? And secondly, I want to ask is, should you be investing out of fear?
That is a really good
missing
thought.
Missing out.
you know, just getting back to the lady in the jar, do you know how tall the jars were? I've just been researching some jars online while you were talking. I'll do that afterwards.
Do that afterwards. Right. Yeah, that's
Elson,
right.
Really appreciate you coming in today and look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks and we'll continue our chat regarding finances.
Good to be back.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Elson Goh from EG Financial Services. We've been chatting about digital currency and a whole Bitcoin and all cryptos and also NFTs or nifties, as I learnt today.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.